When I first came to Worcester, and the curator was Cyril Shingler, who preceded me, and the first main task was to get acclimatised with the factory, because they wanted me to take visitors round and organise the factory tours. I went to every department, and they let me sort of see and investigate all the secrets of the factory and learn all the history about it. And they were terribly open with me. I was amazed at how kind they were. They even let me try out the processes. I was no good at them, but I got an insight into the craftsmanship that they had, which was phenomenal. I mean, I met people that, one sort of shudders and shakes at the joy that I had in meeting them in those days. People like Harry Davis, the painter, and the great gilders. I knew Harry Harrington, who's still going strong. And to see them actually do their craft was phenomenally wonderful. But not only the painters and the gilders, but the engravers, who were wonderful people, and the potters. And they all were terribly, terribly kind to me. Well, the foreman took me round and showed me. He let me see all the processes, and he explained them all. He'd show me how they were done, and all the craftsmen there would let me see them do things. And so I, in a very short space of time, I'd imbibed all these great skills in the mind. I mean, I couldn't do them. I still can't paint or draw or anything. But by sitting there and watching them and being told what they did and how they did it, I was then able, of course, to take these VIPs round. And we had some incredible VIPs even in my first year. So it was a blessing that I had this induction into everything. I was allowed to go into the departments that the ordinary tours weren't allowed to do, because I organised the tours, and we had all these guides, much as they were doing up to fairly recent times. And by the spring and the summer, they were booming numbers of people. I mean, hundreds and hundreds a week we were taking around they didn't go into the terribly senior departments, but they went into the ordinary general departments, and it was a great grand tour. I think it cost about half a crown for a visitor to go around the factory.